In vain, poor God has been trying so desperately to change my mind. Alas, when will God's patience be victorious in my life? God brings to my attention what I do not want to know. God tells me not to waste my time in thinking of repaying him. He just wants me to remain happy. God's heart invents, God's eye discovers. My aspiration knows that God is all attention. If we do not see through our life's ignorance disguise, how can we ever succeed? Choose immediately which side you want in your life's tug of war, God's side or man's side. I want to be responsible at every moment for God's needs. God's heart knows how to knock at my mind door. Some things cannot be ignored, such as my God disobedience. God is my only choice, not only in my dreams, but also in my practical realities. I must keep my doubting mind and my loving heart separate. If they meet together, I shall be a total failure. Every morning I energize my life with my Lord's compassion smiles. I strengthen my faith with my heart's purity breath. Be not ashamed of your past. Be not afraid of your future. God's love was, is, and forever shall remain with you. There can be no God-disconnected life. I shall wait for God's arrival at my heart door, even if it takes centuries. God's morning blessings awaken my life. God's evening blessings enlighten my heart. My heart loves constant God service. My mind loves constant God obstruction. At every moment, God needs countless volunteers. Alas, when will my time come? When will he accept me? When faith dictates my life, I live on the ecstasy summit. When doubt dictates my life, I find myself on the road to nowhere. Nothing is as beautiful and as meaningful as my heart's God search expedition. There is no heart hunger that cannot be satisfied by God's compassion eye. Troubles end not because of confession, but because of the descent of God's unconditional grace. Computers feed my curiosity mind. Computers starve my aspiration to death. The computer unimaginably shortens our outer journey. The computer unpardonably lengthens my inner journey. Progress is endless when self-deception is less. Everywhere, a smile is in great demand. Cry and cry and cry. How long can God deny? The life divine is meaningless to the doubting mind. Quite easy to love God the Creator, but an almost impossible task to love God the creation. When God sings for me, my heart feels it is all exciting, but my mind feels it is all boring. I started playing my role, complaining to God about the world. God played his role. Sooner than at once, he departed. The mind does not want to know where hell is. The heart knows where hell is. It is inside the mind's well and nowhere else. When life is empty, desires become strong, stronger, strongest. Nobody can live on borrowed love and joy. Self-sacrifice is the most beautiful and most powerful divine reality on earth. Transformation embodies both today's pain and tomorrow's joy. Exercise supremacy in the outer world, only to become totally bankrupt in the inner world. The real name of pride is stupidity. Pride does not bend. Pride breaks quite unexpectedly. He who wants to maintain his greatness by hook or by crook becomes a horrible cook in the world of real hunger. When greatness becomes uncontrollable, the pangs of goodness become unfathomable. Eventually, greatness suffers pitifully. Eventually, goodness blossoms universally. The fear conquest of pride has a very short breath. At the end of the journey, pride is forced to cry helplessly and sigh helplessly. Peace is the only joy worth having. God runs the fastest when he has to meet a simplicity life. The God revelation beauty is the only beauty that can feed sumptuously the hunger of Mother Earth. Unparalleled satisfaction we get when we are able to bask in the sunshine of God's deepest affection. Even a rope of sand lasts longer than human friendship. aspiration never ends. Even after God realization, aspiration is of paramount importance for God manifestation. It is easier to reach the highest height than to plumb the deepest depth. We lose the power of intuition the moment we feed the reasoning mind. God has a different name for my devotion. He calls it his own sweetness. I am desperately trying to find a new way to climb my life tree speedily. I must wake up and sing and dance with the morning rainbow. Mine is the faith heart that radiates light everywhere. God's compassion eye never runs out of chances for any human being. When determination and devotion work together, we can conquer all our problems. A self-giving life always hits only positive notes. Our ultra-distance prayers can easily reach God's heart home. The doubting mind is terribly afraid of the lion-roaring heart. Look only at your own heart's dream beauty and nowhere else. God the dreamer always thinks of my heart's progress and not my life's success. When God's forgiveness heart is my only choice, God immediately blesses me with his world illumination voice. True, God cares for our capacities, but he cares infinitely more for our sincerity, humility, and purity. God assures me that he will complete the journey. I just have to start. If I want to make the fastest progress, then I must not be found walking on the appreciation-admiration road. Aspiration songs take us to our source, infinity. Idleness songs take us to the darkest ignorance night. I am begging God to keep his compassion eye on my each and every activity. To get stuck in the mind's thought traffic is to accept total failure in the aspiration world. I must chase away desire if I want to see the face of God. We are such fools. We have simply no idea how heavy is our attachment weight. Desire country may love me, but I love only God's heart home. Each time God comes to me, I beg and beg him to stay with me a little longer. God is extremely fond of my heart's fountain tears. The mind talks about God carelessly, if not shockingly. The heart talks about God cheerfully and soulfully. God not only loves, but also needs each and every creation of His, from the highest to the lowest. The beauty of the heart and the fragrance of the soul are mutually dependent on each other. God Himself flies, seated on my devotion wings. Each heart suffers from mind attacks. Again, each heart is helped by the peacefulness of the soul. God never misses an opportunity to add to my happiness. God does not mind when we try to hide from Him, but He does mind when we try to hide from ourselves. Temptation conquers the mind easily. Temptation finds it extremely difficult to conquer a genuine aspiration heart. Another name for disobedience is volcano disaster. Promise is the message delight of the beyond. My tearful eyes immediately break God's heart. Although I long for many things, I keep one desire first and foremost: God's smile. Every day I must make my God faith foundation stronger and stronger. It is not too late to pray to God for another chance. Today has to be a turning point to my new life. Without having divine experiences, we cannot make our inner life rich. I have countless questions, but I know that my Lord's compassion eye is the only answer. May my heart be a reservoir of devotion and delight. Each divine thought embodies a fountain of strength. I pray to God to be the sole manager of my outer and inner life activities. God is always eager to give me a wake-up call to turn to Him. I do not need a head full of ideas. What I need is a heart of silence. God's compassion eye is upon my life. How can I go astray? To be an aspiration flame, I must cry and cry. We stop thinking of God quite often, but He never, never stops thinking of us. God never leaves. It is our faith-empty life that takes us away from God. Each good thought has to be put into action. God's heart is all I have and all I need. I must pray and pray so that I can cultivate only divine thoughts. I came into the world to hear my heart singing in perfect tune with God. God begs us to give him all our burdens so that we can run the fastest. Every day I start my life activities to please only one person, God. God loves me sleeplessly. Can I not love him at least occasionally? The message of the heart is very simple, direct, all-illumining and all-fulfilling. Love and insecurity quite often live together. Walk smilingly along life's long road. Every moment God breathes divine pride into our heart's aspiration cries. Alas, every day I cherish my bondage life activities. No more my aspiration heart is imprisoned in my darkness mind. Confidence, born of God faith, always succeeds. We can cast our worries away only with our God surrender life. The time for patience must never be over. Because of my God disobedience life, I am lost, forever lost. There comes a time when each heart must stand alone to participate in God's drama. My heart never teaches, it only learns and learns. At long last, I am flying in the blue vast sky of aspiration. Every day, most faithfully, I take all the God obedience exercises so that I can claim him as my very own. To see our inner wealth, our hearts must cry sleeplessly. Every prayer is my life's journey upward. Every meditation is my heart's journey inward. My life's bondage chains I can feel but cannot see. God does not want me to give away my God-loving and God-pleasing secrets. We must starve to death our desire life if we want to succeed, really succeed in the spiritual life. There is only one place for me to live, and that place is my heart home. like my soul, I also must inhale fragrance delight. A sweetness heart is of matchless value in the spiritual life. No more black negativity in my mind. No more. Goodness is priceless. Nobody can buy it. The soul is not affected by the happenings of the world. Desire night has to be illumined by aspiration flame. We are so clever. We surrender to God only the things that we do not want. The mind does not care what God thinks of the mind. Today's defeat prepares us for tomorrow's greater determination. Earthly worries and anxieties catch us precisely because we do not take shelter at the feet of God. I specially love those seekers who never expect anything in return. God's compassion, affection, and concern are always on the rise. Every morning, without fail, God comes and inspects my heart shrine. If we do not put the heart first in all that we say and do, our victory will remain a far cry. God's very presence sanctifies not only my inner life, but also my outer life. All at once. Where is God? Where? Definitely not in my doubting mind, demanding vital, and sleeping body. Any disgrace God's compassion grace can erase. I am waiting for the day when my tears will have wings to fly high, higher, highest. Self-pity is our worst possible weakness. My heart feasts on the light and delight in God's eye. If we want to be divine heroes, then each morning we must feed our God manifestation promise. God is offering you a ride. Take it immediately. Do not delay. We falter just because we do not allow God's grace to shelter us. If you are a true God lover, then do not be a part-time seeker. Our attachment makes us totally blind. We do not know where the truth lies. May my heart's peace dream remain always active and dynamic. Humility lives, pride dies. Ingratitude weight is unthinkably heavy. Every moment can be a God service joy moment. Today my false self has to completely surrender to my real self. Only those who are pure in heart are blessed by God's powerful smile. God carries me all the time on his compassion, affection shoulders. When my soul watches my heart most beautifully begins to thrive. When my surrender is complete, I shall definitely see God appearing at every turn. My detachment is not my world punishment, but my world enlightenment. Each good thought our souls import for us from heaven. I shall not allow my inner journey to be eclipsed by my mind's doubt shadows. Truth does not have to depend on anything or anybody. It is self-sufficient. God begs us to take as many chances as we need to please him in his own way. If we live inside our hope heart, this world will not look as uncomely as it does now. If you do not have absolute loyalty to your master, then your poor master can do next to nothing for you. If we can make complete surrender to God's will, then our self-transcendence will be far beyond our own belief. Each sacrifice is a golden opportunity to run the fastest towards our goal. God wants to do everything in silence. He uses words as the last resort. At last, I am totally free from my mind's doubt torture. Poise is the unmistakable sign of ego's death. When God comes to teach us, he comes as a friend and not as a strict teacher. Alas, I do not know when my mind will be erased from the God disobedience list. To be free, we must always sincerely smile at others. A tearful heart is my only desire. Life is not a dream, but an ever-blossoming reality. My heart bird opens its eye to see a rainbow dawn every day. Faith is the most powerful negativity challenger. God hunger is the only hunger I must cultivate. Patience, each human life needs very, very badly. God's compassion eye is the only giver from whom I receive everything divine. When I speak ill of others, I immediately imprison myself. Alas, the imperfections of each human being are staggering.